Howdy, neighbors. Good morning, everybody. Ron Hayes, Radio Oklahoma Network. Checking agricultural news up next.
Northern Oklahoma's winning new wheat variety is Baker's Ann, developed by OSU researchers and marketed through Oklahoma Genetics. Baker's Ann honors former OSU First Lady Ann Hargis and is a premium quality variety with high yield, grazability, and test weight potential, and it's preferred by millers. Still one of OSU's earliest maturing varieties, Baker's Ann provides top-tier protection against stripe rust and acidic soils. Baker's Ann is another in OSU's Grazin' Grain and Golden Grain varieties. Log on to okgenetics.com to learn more.
Now your class speaker, Sharpen Herbicide.
Wow, thanks everyone. What a ride it's been. Dominant performance in desiccation and weed management. Rapid dry down and defoliation while reducing regrowth. Years of efficiency. And whatever our future fields hold, we'll always deliver that same premium harvest aid.
Sharpen Herbicide, everyone. Your top harvest aid performer in any field. Always read and follow label directions.
After our most recent WASDE report in August crop production numbers, we got a pretty good little spike on wheat prices, but it's been falling ever since then, including big losses, double-digit losses this last Friday. Kim Anderson, Extension Grain Market Economist, says that despite all that, there's still a pretty bullish story to be told for wheat, a volatile bullish story.
Well, if you look at what's going on in wheat, they've been lower in production around the world. You go back to June, we started having problems with the U.S. hard red spring wheat crop. Protein and for the hard red winter wheats is a little low this year, so we need that hard red spring wheat to blend with it. We started losing it because of hot, dry weather all the way up into Canada. Right now, they've been talking about 30% less wheat than, say, we had last year or so. Then over in the Black Sea area, Ukraine, they're harvesting a record crop, but Russia's wheat production from June projections to the current projections have went from over 3.1 billion bushels down to below 2.7 billion bushels. So a big decline in Russian wheat there. You've got other problems like in the European Union, too much rain. They say that less than 40% of that soft red winter wheat is going to be milling quality. So we've lost a lot of wheat over the last couple of weeks.
Grain market economist Kim Anderson saying at some point we'll probably see wheat prices turn around again. But for now, a lot of focus on improving conditions for our corn and soybean crops in the Midwest and the Northern Plains. And the pro farmer crop expectations for a big corn crop and big soybean crop that was reflected at the end of this last week at their report session finale up in Rochester, Minnesota. Congratulations to the Hall Ranch and Dobby Ranch. Hall Ranch, of course, out of Comanche. Dob out of Ardmore. They're the 2021 Ranch Rodeo Champions for the Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association. Friday night, Saturday night at the Lazy E. Second place ranch, Gray G. Barr Ranch out of Scheidler. 2021 OCA Ranch Rodeo, Cowboys Helping Kids. It's now in the record books. The folks at Deere & Company have raised their yearly earnings forecast after quarterly profit topped Wall Street expectations this last week, driven by strong demand for farm and construction equipment. Deere now predicting its net fiscal 2021 income to be around $5.7 and $5.9 billion, up from a range of $5.3 to $5.7 billion forecast back in May. It's the third boost in the company's earnings forecast in the last 7 months. You've got farm news on Ron.
Are you interested in adding value to your cull cows? Oklahoma Prairie Beef Solutions is on a mission to reward a premium to cattlemen and cattlewomen who sell cull cows into the program. The ground beef product will be branded and sold in Oklahoma retail stores around the state. Oklahoma Prairie Beef Solutions is an entity of the Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association. Learn more about this value-added opportunity at OklahomaPrairieBeefSolutions.com. OklahomaPrairieBeefSolutions.com.
And that's the latest on our agricultural news. Have a great day, everybody. I'm Ron Hayes reporting.